If the interest rate changes, or if the level of expected GDP growth relative to capacity changes, then the amount of investment spending will change, and this will shift our planned income expenditure curve. If the interest rate falls, or if the amount of expected growth of real GDP rises, investment spending rises. Suppose this new amount is I2, and it follows from our argument that I2 is greater than I1. Then, adding I2 to our original CF1, we get a new planned aggregate expenditure curve, AE2. This new planned aggregate expenditure curve lies above our old planned aggregate expenditure curve.